And All the Rest by Wanna Be Your Uno, read by Interstellar Blue. Never have I ever been kissed. Jinjin froze, his eyes going wide. He'd had a bad feeling deep in his gut when the fans suggested the boys play Never Have I Ever for their live broadcast. It was all in good fun, but they could only play for so long before the truly embarrassing tidbits rose to the surface. The strained look on Unu's face spoke volumes. Jinjin laughed uneasily, tossing a birdie bot's every flavor bean into his mouth and beginning to chew. The jelly beans were their decided method of punishment, but this one tasted like cherry. He sighed with relief. And then MJ spoke. Yeah! Don't lie, Unu, that's not fair. MJ Young, stop, Jinjin began. Yeah, Young, there's no way that can be true, Sana chimed in. You have a perfect face. Jinjin noted that Sana hadn't reached for a jelly bean from the bowl sitting in the middle of the table. Bin and Rocky nodded in agreement, chuckling, but they picked out their jelly beans without further commentary. Bin grimaced, which made Rocky laugh even more. Unu finally smiled, but it looked more like a grimace. Jinjin felt his heart drop into his stomach. It's true. In school, I was too focused on my studies, and my mom always told me I was ugly, so I guess I never really thought much about girls or kissing them. He shrugged. Oh well. Can't kiss anyone now anyway. Have to save all my love for our fans. His smile brightened, and he waved at the live webcam. Unu tapped Rocky on the shoulder. Your turn. While Rocky thought about his next answer, everyone made an effort to lighten up the mood. Jinjin had to keep an eye on the chat room since he was the leader and therefore always in charge, but was happy to see that the fans had very encouraging things to say to Unu after his confession. In between reading messages and eating jelly beans and laughing, Jinjin noticed that Unu's smile never quite reached his eyes. His laughter seemed forced. Jinjin couldn't stand it. Unu deserved so much more than he thought he did, and Jinjin was determined to make him see that. Jinjin shuffled out of the bathroom, toweling off his hair. It was late. The broadcast had gone on an hour longer than they had scheduled. Jinjin was usually the last one to shower and the last one to go to bed, so he was surprised when he saw Unu sitting on the couch in the living room, scribbling away in a notebook. You okay, Unu? Jinjin felt the butterflies flutter inside his stomach. If they were the only ones awake, this would be a perfect time to talk to him about what had happened. Unu looked up after a few seconds, distracted by whatever he was writing about. Hmm? What did you say, Hyung? Jinjin smiled. I asked if you were okay. Oh, Unu answered, the uneasy smile returning to his face. I'm fine, Jinjin Young. Thank you for your concern. He looked down at his notebook, but didn't make any move to start writing again. Jinjin moved over to the couch, taking the towel from his hair and letting it drop to the floor. He sat down next to Unu and felt his heart racing, wondered if Unu could hear it pounding wildly. Unu, I promise I'm fine, Hyung, Unu answered shortly. Jinjin flinched, but quickly recovered. He wasn't going to let this opportunity slip through his hands that easily. Please listen to me, Jinjin said quietly. Unu finally glanced at him. He looked tired. I'm sorry, Hyung. Go ahead. Jinjin took a deep breath. I know it was embarrassing for you to admit that you'd never been kissed during the broadcast. I'm sorry that MJ Young and Sana teased you. Unu said nothing but looked away and seemed as if he was reliving the moment in his mind all over again. But I just wanted you to know, Jinjin stuttered. He desperately wanted to say the words but was afraid of what might happen next. Unu looked at him and Jinjin suddenly felt as light as air, as if he could fly. No one else made him feel that way. He hoped Unu felt that way too. And I wanted you to know that I'm willing to be your first kiss, and the next one, and the one after that, and all the rest. Jinjin hadn't meant to say all of that, but he knew he couldn't take it back now. He didn't want to. Unu's eyes grew wide, and Jinjin prepared to be rejected, maybe even punched in the face. What he hadn't prepared for was Unu's hand reaching toward his face, brushing stray locks of wet hair out of his eyes. "Please?" Unu asked, his voice choking on the word. Jinjin leaned in without thinking, but stopped just short of kissing him. He glanced down at Unu's lips, then back up at Unu's hazel eyes. "Are you sure?" Unu barely nodded. Jinjin closed his eyes and kissed Chaonu, and it was better than he'd ever dreamt it. Unu was soft and warm, and Jinjin wanted nothing more than to just melt right there in his arms. When they parted, Unu leaned his forehead against Jinjin's and breathed out a shaky sigh. "Thank you, Jinjini. Will you stay with me a little longer?" "Always." Unu leaned back on the couch and Jinjin curled up next to him, his head lying on Unu's shoulder. They sat like that for a few silent moments before Jinjin remembered one other thing he'd wanted to say.
"Your mom is wrong, by the way. You're not ugly."
Unu chuckled softly and kissed the top of Jinjin's head.
"I know."